Pitch from Novas. Clutch swings, hits it deep into left center field. This ball has a chance and it's gone. Ben Clutch with his second home run of the game, and it puts A-State on top 4-2. Ben Clutch with a 437-foot bomb. Tipton at second, Culver at first, the 0-2. McDonald swings, hits it into center field. It's a base hit. Tipton rounds third. The ball gets by Olenek. Rounding third is Culver. Culver coming home. Here comes the throw. It's high. Culver is safe. The Red Wolves have walked it off. A four-run ninth. And A-State defeats the 15th-ranked Rebels here at Tomlinson Stadium as the Red Wolves mob Kyle McDonald at second base. Our final score is A-State 6, Ole Miss 5. Tyler Jeans is set for the 2-2 pitch. Here it comes. Swung out and missed. He got it. Tyler Jeans closes it out. He gets the final 5 outs of the game. And the Red Wolves have won the last two, and they take the series here at Gary Hogan Field. 86 degrees and sunshine as we welcome you back inside FedEx Park in Memphis. Matt Stiltz with you on this gorgeous Tuesday evening. A-State getting set to play their final non-conference road game of the season as they cross the river tonight to take on the Memphis Tigers. Starting lineups brought to you by our friends at Calmer Solutions. They're taking care of technology so you can take care of business. For Tommy Raffo's Red Wolves, he'll lead things off with the first baseman, Jared Toler. He's followed by the second baseman, Daedric Kale. The third baseman hits third, that's Ben Klutz. Batting cleanup, the catcher, Brandon Hager, followed by the left fielder, Jalen DeShazer. The right fielder hits sixth, that's Tristan Jamison. Batting seventh, the DH, Jacob Hager, followed by the shortstop, Will French. And rounding out the order for Tommy Raffo's team is the center fielder, Eli Davis. Defensively for Memphis, Ian Bibiloni is in left field. Zach Wilson in center. Blake Daniels gets the start in right. Logan Kohler is the third baseman. Ben Brooks at short. Austin Baskin at second base. Chris Swanberg, the first baseman. Brennan DeBose is behind the plate, and he's catching, the freshman right-hander out of Dothan, Alabama, 6'3", 165. It's David Warren. Warren 0-2 on the year. ERA at 24. This is fifth start, eighth appearance. He's thrown just six innings, allowing 16 earned runs during that span. Walked 10, struck out 4. Opposing batters hitting 438 against the freshman. And he started back on March 15th in Jonesboro. Lasted just one inning in that start. Gave up 2 hits, 4 earned runs. He walked 3 and struck out 1. First pitch on the way, and it's a called strike on a fastball to Jared Toler, and we are underway at 6:05 on this Tuesday evening. First pitch brought to you by First Financial Mortgage. Finance your home with Mary Tucker at First Financial, 935-7808. This is popped up left side. Just in front of the third base bag is Logan Kohler. He makes the catch, and Jared Toler is retired to begin this top half of the first. Again, a whole bunch of Little League players here tonight, and they were all on the field during the national anthem, had just filed off the field as we got things underway. Pitch to Daedric Kale, a called strike. It's nothing and one. Memphis wearing the camo-colored caps tonight. Kale swings, hits this one through the hole left side. A base hit for the true freshman out of Marion. One out single for Daedric Kale, and that'll bring up Ben Klutz. Camo caps, cream-colored jerseys. Memphis written in blue letters across their chest, blue numbers below and on their backs. Cream-colored pants for their and Show and Rock's team. Meanwhile, A-State wearing the scarlet red caps tonight with the black ASU logo on the facing. Red jerseys with Red Wolves written in black letters across the chest, black numbers below and on their backs. Gray pants for Tommy Raffo's crew. Here's the fastball to Ben Klutz as a called strike. It's nothing and one.
FedEx Park renovated back in 2010. It's a nice park. As Klutz lines this one foul right side. Usually we're here in March and April, and it tends to be cooler evenings when we're here. It's 86 tonight, and all the years we've been coming here, this is by far the best crowd we've seen here in Memphis. Counted nothing and two here to Ben Klutz. The pitch just misses as count moves to a ball and two strikes. Some short dimensions here at FedEx Park. 317 down the line and right. 318 down the line and left. 360 in the power alleys. 379 the dead center. Pitch to Klutz, a fastball, misses upstairs as the count evens at two balls and two strikes. The wall is 8 feet most of the way across. It goes up to 12 feet in dead center. Big American flag high above that center field wall. Over to the bag at first, back in there with the head first slide as Daedric Kale. Big scoreboard and right center field. Held up by a couple of brick pillars. A lot of brick in this ballpark. Pitch here thrown behind Klutz. He ducked out of the way. It was grabbed by the catcher, Brennan DeBose. Count out 3-2 to the A-State third baseman. One on, one out as the Red Wolves bat with no score here in the top of the first. The pitch inside for ball four. So Ben Klutz draws a one-out walk. A-State has runners at first and second. For Brandon Hager. Yeah, brick dugouts on each side. And as you come into the ballpark, the parking lot is actually beyond the wall in left, and there's a long walkway as you come in. A brick arch with FedEx Park in big letters as soon as you come in from left field. Pitch here to Brandon Hager, swung on, driven down the right field line. This is going to be for extra bases. Kale will score. Klutz will be held up at third. It's an opposite field RBI double for Brandon Hager, and A-State is on the board first. Hager with his 15th run batted end of the season. And Kale able to score from second. Klutz goes first to third on the play. Brandon Hager able to drive that one the other direction, and now Jalen DeShazer will step in. Jalen hitting a team-best 297, a home run, 25 driven in. Team leader in hits with 46. First pitch here to Jalen, a breaking ball that misses upstairs for ball one. Jalen with six sack flies on the season. That's second in the Sun Belt, sixth most nationally. And got a runner at third here. 1-0. Pitch cross for a called strike as the count evens at 1-1. Second and third, just one out as we play in the top of the first. A-State leading it 1-0. Klutz at third, Hager at second. DeShazer, one of three Red Wolves that have started every game this season. Will French and Ben Klutz, the other two. Pitch swung on, grounded towards short. And Ben Brooks not able to field it cleanly. Ben Klutz will come in and score. And on the E6, A-State takes a 2-0 lead. Ben Brooks had a ball hit right to him, and it went off the heel of his glove and bounced into left field. So Jalen DeShazer will get an RBI there, his 26th of the season. Scoring Klutz from third. Hager goes to third. DeShazer now the runner at first, and here comes Tristan Jamison. So it's 2-0 Red Wolves. Play with one out in the top of the first. Tristan Jamison hitting 273 without a home run, two driven in. First pitch, a called strike. It's nothing and one to the Nashville, Arkansas native. Making just his seventh start, 15th game he's played in, but we had a really nice weekend. After not playing in over a month, Jamison goes 4-for-8 at South Alabama. Hits this one deep, but pulls it well foul out of play left side. 4-for-8, a double, an RBI, scored twice in that South Alabama series. And usually you'll see Tristan Jamison wearing number 15, but apparently the old jersey mix-up. We've which we've seen a couple of times this season. He's wearing number 34 instead. Swings and misses at a slider here. Down to the count. That was strike three. Down goes Tristan Jamison. This kind of reminds me of that scoreboard in Little Rock. It's kind of hard to make out the numbers on that scoreboard out there. Now, you can see the letters, but ball striking out are kind of tough to make out. So Jacob Hager will step in. Pitch to Jacob here. Off speed for a called strike. It's nothing and one. 2-0, A-State on top of Memphis as we play in the top of the first. A-State with runners at the corners and two outs. Jacob Hager trying to add on to the lead. Chops this one left side. Brooks with the backhand. Nice dig at short. Throw to first is late. The run scores, and A-State leads it 3-0.